ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur
by Rabbi Eliezer Eichhorn.
Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
This shiur is on Sanhedrin Daf Mem Zayin. The Mishnah Daf Mem Vova Med Aleph had brought the halacha after Bezdin is mechayev a person miso and Bezdin kills him. Lehoyu koyven oisay bekivayis avoyso. Bezdin didn't bury the person in the regular Beis HaKvaris. Bezdin had set aside two special Beis HaKvaris and one Beis HaKvaris for those who were killed through Arigen Chanika. The Chayve Arigen, Chayve Chanika were buried in one Beis HaKvaris, and there was a separate Beis HaKvaris set aside for those who were killed with Skila and Sveifa. There was a second Beis HaKvaris for the Chayve Skila and the Chayve Sveifa. And the Gemara asks, Kol Kach Loma, why is it that Bezdin had such a complicated arrangement in burying the Chayve Mises? Why is it that Bezdin didn't bury the Chayve Mises bekivreis aveisem to bury them in a regular Beis HaKvaris? And the Gemara answers, Lefishen, Koivin Rosha Eitzel Tzadik, there's a halacha not to bury a Rosha Eitzel Tzadik. And being that we don't want to bury a Rosha Eitzel Tzadik, we don't bury those who are Chayve Mises in Bezdin next to regular people, therefore there's a special Beis HaKvaris set up for Chayve Rigen, Chayve Chanika, and a second Beis HaKvaris set up for those who are Chayve Skila and Chayve Sveifa. And the Gemara is Mamshich Kishem Shein Koivin Rosha Eitzel Tzadik, just like the Zalacha not to bury a Rosha Eitzel Tzadik, who had done the Zalacha not to bury a Rosha Chomer Eitzel Rosha Kal, the Zalacha not to bury a bigger Rosha Eitzel a smaller Rosha, and being that there's a din not to bury a Rosha Chomer Eitzel Rosha Kal, therefore Bezdin didn't bury the Chayve Arigen, Chayve Chanika next to the Chayve Skila and Chayve Sveifa. They set aside two separate Beis HaKvarisin. In fact, the Gemara, if there's a din not to be Koyver Rosha Chomer Eitzel or Rosha Kal, so why is it that Bezdin is not misakin four separate Beis HaKvarisin, one for Chayve Ariga, one for Chayve Chanika, one for Chayve Skila, one for Chayve Sveifa? And the Gemara answers that Shtei Batei Kvaris, Gemara Gmiri Lotz Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, that there's a din to have two separate Beis HaKvarisin and not more, and therefore Bezdin had two separate Beis HaKvarisin, one for Chayve Ariga, Chayve Chanika, one for Chayve Skila, and Chayve Sveifa. And this halacha is gepaskin in Shulchan Aruch and Yerudein, Simin Shin Samach Beis, there's a halacha not to be koiver a Rosha Leitzel Tzadik. We see from our sugi there's a din not to bury a Rosha next to a Tzadik. And this is the shita of Revi Shainim that our sugi doesn't have a chaylik, and therefore we paskin in koivin Rosha Leitzel Tzadik, just like we find by Bezdin that Shteba take for us, I misukon in the Bezdin. Only the shita of the Ramam is mashmet our sugi, and the Ramam leaves out the halacha of in koivin Rosha Leitzel Tzadik. The Rambam in Perek Gidal from Hilchos Sanhedrin brings the halacha that Shtei Batei Kvaris are misukonin lebezdin, and one Beis HaKvaris was for the Chayve Ariga and the Chayve Chanika, and there was a second Beis HaKvaris for the Chayve Skila and the Chayve Sveifa. But the Rambam leaves out this halacha that by all Mesim there's a din not to bury a Rosha Eitzel Tzadik. The Rambam brings the halacha of the Shtei Batei Kvaris are misukonin lebezdin. The Rambam brings that this is Gemara Gmirilo, is halacha l'moshim Yisinai. And the Rambam is mashmet the halacha that this applies to all mesim in koivin Rosha Eitzel Tzadik, that did by all mesim not to bury a Rosha Eitzel Tzadik. And the Chassam Sofer in the Tshuva in Yeridein, Simin Shin Mem Aleph is mazbo, why is it that the Rambam is mashmet the halacha v'asugi v'in koivin Rosha Eitzel Tzadik? And the Chassam Sofer is mefarish, the Rambam understood that this halacha, this that we say shtei botei kvaris ha'misukonim lebezn is halacha l'moshim Misinai, it's a gzeris ha'kosev, it's not because of the reason of in koivin Rosha Eitzel Tzadik. The Rambam says it's dafka by Chayve Mises Bezdin, but we don't apply this halacha to all Mesim to say there should be a din of in Koyvin Rosha Eitzel Tzadik. Dr. Chassam Sofer, the Rambam understood that it's a gzeiris hakasev afilu if a person would do tshuva gemura before he's Chayve Mises and Bezdin, and he's still Chayve Mises, Bezdin doesn't pater a person from his Chayve Mises just because he did tshuva. Afilu achid is a din that he should be buried in the Beis HaKvaris HaMiuchedes that Bezdin set aside Chayve Skila, Chayve Sofer in one Beis HaKvaris, and Chayve Rigen, Chayve Chanika in the second Beis HaKvaris. In Kain, it's a gzeris ha'kosev, a din that applies to Chayve Mises Bezdin, and we can't learn out from here to say in Koivin Rosha Eitzel Tzadik, and therefore the Rambam is mashmet the halacha of in Koivin Rosha Eitzel Tzadik. So, the Chassam Sofer, this that our Gemara says, Kol Kach Lomel, if he's in Koivin Rosha Eitzel Tzadik, and we shouldn't bury a Rosha Chomer Eitzel or Rosha Kal. So, how is the Rambam Farish our Gemara? Our Gemara doesn't have a chaylik, it's mashmet from our Gemara. The reason why Bezdin was misakin two Beis HaKvaris is in order not to bury a Rosha Eitzel Tzadik. So the Chassam Sofer, the Rambam is mefarish, this is going a libe de Reb Shimon. The Gemara brings in other places that Reb Shimon is dorish time of the Krah. Reb Shimon goes basa the reason of the pasuk, and Reb Shimon learns ad dinim from the time of the Krah. But we paskin like the Rabbanan, that the Rabbanan are not dorish time of the Krah, and we don't go basa a reason that we understand the reason of the pasuk to learn our halachas from the time of the Krah. May Reb Shimon, that's dorish time of the Krah, understands the reason why Bezdin was misak and two Beis HaKvaris was because ain't koivin Rosha Eitzel Tzadik. And Mamele Reb Shimon learns out to all other Mesa also the Zalacha Vein Koivin Rosh Leitzel Tzadik. Mashenkin Lefid Rabbanon who are not Darish Time of the Krah. And Rabbanon learns Exeris Akasa, there's a din to bury Chayvin Mises Bezdin in a separate Beisak Varus. And Agam, the Time of the Krah might be because in Koivin Rosh Leitzel Tzadik. But Mikol Makim, the Rabbanon are not Darish Time of the Krah. We don't learn our Alachas from Time of the Krah. Mamele, we can't learn from here the Alacha of all Mesim to have a din of in Koivin Rosh Leitzel Tzadik. And if the Rambam learns the halacha of Asugi is dafka liba de Reb Shimon, but la halacha we don't pass in this din of enkoyvin Rosh Eitzel Tzadik. Like we mentioned, the Rambam is a das yechida. Rav Yishayim hold that there is a halacha of enkoyvin Rosh Eitzel Tzadik. We see from that shteiv, but the shteiv beis akvaris and misukan in lebezin. We see there is a halacha of enkoyvin Rosh Eitzel Tzadik, and that's the psach and shulchan aruch ledino enkoyvin Rosh Eitzel Tzadik, and we don't bury a rosh chomer eitzel rosh kal. The Gemara is mamshich to discuss the psul dichoy by karbonis. If an animal got a psul, that the animal cannot be nikav on the mizbeach, machmas the psul, and the psul comes off, do we say, hoil v'nitcha nitcha, we say, once the animal is nitcha from a nikav on the mizbeach, it's nifsa with dichoy, and the animal doesn't become back ready for the mizbeach. And this is a machlikis in the Gemara, and you mind have samachdalan, and when Aleph, there's a machlikis, Rav and Eb Yechanon, whether or not the din dichoy applies to balechayim. Shitas Rav is that balechayim ainan nidochen, that the psul dichoy doesn't apply to balei chayim, it's dafka l'achay shchitas ha-behemah, that there's a din that once it's nitcha from the mizbech, it's nitcha and doesn't become back kosher. And Rav learns out as halacha from the din of mum over, that when the mum comes off, after an animal is nifsal with a mum, when the mum gets healed, the animal is ready to be nikav on the mizbeach. Ki mashchosam behem mum bom, is only kozman it has the mum, it's nifsal on the mizbeach. Once the mum comes off, the animal is ready to be nikav. Zogt Rav, just like we find by a mum, it could become back to become roi, and we don't say it's nifsa with dichoy. Who are then all balechayim ainan nidachin? And Rabbi Eichanan says it's dafka by mumin ki mashchasam ben mum bam. It's a din dafka by mumin. It's a miyat dafka by mumin, but by other psulim there's a halacha of dichoy. And Rabbi Eichanan learns out from here the halacha that balechayim are also nidachin. It's a din dichoy by balechayim. And our sugi is going a little bit to Rabbi Eichanan that there is a psul dichoy by balei chayim. We learn after kimashchosam ben mum bam. It's tafka by mum. Even when the mum comes off, the animal is ready to be nikav on the mizbeach. By sharp psulim, even after the psul comes off, the animal is nitcha and is not ready to be nikav on the mizbeach. And the Gemara brings a memory on ma'ulam Rabbi Eichanan. Achol chayla ve'fish carbon ve'hemir dosai. If a person ate chayla and is chayav a carbon, and he was mafish a carbon to bring for his chet of eating chaylev, and then he was heimer dosi, he was eved avay dezoyo, v'chozaboy, and then he went and did tshuva. And kozman, he was heimer dosi, he was nifsal to bring a carbon, and now he's chozaboy, he's chozaboy b'tshuva, and he's now ready to bring the carbon again. Zokter b'ichin on hoyl v'nitcha yitcha. Once the carbon was nifsal to be nikav on the mizbeach, it was nitcha me'akrova, it's yitcha, the carbon is pasul, and even now that he's chozaboy b'tshuva, the carbon is still nifsal and cannot be nikav on the mizbeach. The first halacha the Gemara brings by the psul dichoy is the psul of heimer dasa, a person who is eved avay dezara, he is pasul from being a carbon, his carbon is nifsa from being nikav on the mizbeach. And Rashi brings what's the psul of heimer dasa, one who is heimer dasa, why is it that his carbon is nifsa from being nikav on the mizbeach? So Rashi, our carbon kish heimer dasa is nitcha from being nikav, the a mekablin carbon min amumrim. We cannot be mekabel a carbon from a mummer. Kidetanya, like the Gemara in Chulin of Hamid Beis brings me amoritz prat la mummer. The Gemara brings a miyat me amoritz is me mayit that we're not mekabel. The pasuk says we're only mekabel carbonus from amoritz, but we're not mekabel carbonus. It's me mayit. We're not mekabel carbonus min amummer. So Rashi learns the psul in our Gemara that our Gemara is discussing al v'nitcha yitcha is the psul me amoritz prat la mummer. Toisis in Kedushin and Av Zayin brings the psul of Kishahemir Dosa, is it that it's nifsa from being nikav on the Mizbeach, and Toisis brings the Gemara in Zvachim and Avavam Mabez. The Gemara learns from the Pasuk of Zevach Rishoim Tayeva that the carbon of Rishoim is a Tayeva. From there we see that a person who's a mummer, his carbon is, if he's a Rasha, his carbon is nifsa from being nikav on the Mizbeach. So Toisis Nifu Vibeichin is saying, once he's Meimir Dosa, a person who's Eved Avay Dezar, his carbon is nifsa from being nikav on the Mizbeach, machmas the Pasuk of Zevach Rishoim Tayeva. And Tzorech Lefarsh by Pligi Rashi V'Toysis, why is it that Rashi brings the Pasuk of Me'ama Oretz Prat L'Mummer? And why is it that Toysis brings the Pasuk of Zevach Rishon Te'eva? And that's why we say in our Gemara, Hoel V'Nitcha Yitcha. And in order to be Mefarsh, the Machlikis Rashi and Toysis, we have to make them first to be Mefarsh. Why is it that we need two Psukim? Why do we need first the Pasuk of Zevach Rishon Te'eva that a Rosh's carbon is Nifsa from Yenikav and the Mizbeach? And also a pasuk to be ma'it a mummer that me'am a oretz prat la mummer that we're not me'kabel a carbon min a mummer. And the Ranan Arsugi is Mefarish al Derech Tosfos. The Psul in Arsugi Hemedosa is the Psul of Zevach Rishon Teva. And Zokteran, it's Dafka because of the Psul of Zevach Rishon Teva, but from the Pasuk of Me'am Oretz Prat Lamumber, there would not be a Psul of one who was Iver and Aver, and then he was Hifish Korban, and afterwards Hemedosa, he would still be able to Makiv the Korban Machmas, the Pasuk of Me'am Oretz Prat Lamumber. Zokteran, the Pasuk that's in Ma'it, Me'am Oretz Prat Lamumber, is Dafka if a person was a Mummer Bishas Techet. Bishas, he was over the chet, he was already a mummer, then he's nismite from the posuk of Me'am Oretz Prat Lamummer, his carbon is nifsal and he's not mechuyev in the carbon, being that Bishas, he was over the chet, he was already a mummer, he's nismite from the posuk of Me'am Oretz Prat Lamummer. But Zogderan, it's dafka if he was a mummer ready Bishas the chet. If Bishas the chet, he was not yet a mummer, and he Bishas, he was over the ave, he was nischayev in the carbon chatos, and afterwards he was heimadosai, once he's mechuyev already in the carbon, Afidul if he was Hemedosa, he would not be nismite from the Pasuk of Me'am Oretz Prat Lamummer. And it's only from the Pasuk of Zevach Rishon Te'eva, that being that he's a Rosha and his carbon is a Rosha's carbon and it's a Te'eva, it cannot be Nikav, that's why his carbon is Nifsal. Me'mela, that's why Zokteran and Zokteisvis, the Miat and Argemar of Hemedosa, that it's Nifsal from a carbon is from the Pasuk of Zevach Rishon Te'eva. And the Fidiran and the Fitaisis Tzarech Lefarish, once we have the Pasuk of Zevach Rishon Te'eva, what's the Pasuk of Me'am Oretz Prat Lamummer coming to be Mechadish? In all cases of a Mummer, it's always Zevach Rishon Te'eva, so why do we need the Miat? Why do we need the Pasuk of Me'am Oretz Prat Lamummer? And the Mishnah Melech in Paragimel Milchish Gogas is Mefarish, the Miat of Me'am Oretz Prat Lamummer is coming to be Mechadish, a person who is a Mummer Ledove Echot. If a person is a Mummer for Achilas Chalev, he's a mummer for Isi Aveir of Achilas Chalev, and now he went and he was Eichel Dam. Could he be Makiv a carbon for his Aveir of Achilas Dam if he's not a mummer from the Binege Achilas Dam? Mitzad the Pasuk of Zevach Rishon Te'eva, a mummer le Dove Echad would not be Nechshav a Rosh, and he would still be able to be Makiv his carbon, he would still be able to be Makiv a carbon for his Chet of being Eichel Dam. It's only from the Pasuk of Me'am Oretz Prat Lamummer that's a might all mummerim, Me'am Oretz Prat Lamummer, there is no Chi of Chattas on a person who is a mummer. And that's right, if Bishas Techet, the person's already a mummer, afilo mummer le dover echad, and now he's being over a different aveiro, Me'am Oretz Prat Lamummer would be mermait that the person is not going to be nischayev and achatos. So the Pasuk of Me'am Oretz Prat Lamummer is coming to mermait, a mummer le dover echad, and the Pasuk of Zevach Risham Teva is mermait that afilo if the person wasn't a mummer Bishas Techet, and he wasn't a mummer Bishas Techet, carbon, afilo achi, we cannot be makiv the carbon, being that now he's a rosh of Zevach Risham Teva, we can't be makiv such a carbon. The closest we mefarish the sheet of Tosis and the sheet of the Ranan Arsugya that this that Rabbi Yochanan says by Hemedosei the carbon is nifsal's machmas the pasuk of Zevach Rishon Te'eva. But according to Rashi that Rabbi Yochanan says Hemedosei is pasul of Me'am Oretz, we have to mefarish. But is it that we need two psukim? We have one psul Me'am Oretz Prat Lamummer and a second psul from the Gemara in Zvachman Avavam Mebeis from Zevach Rishon Te'eva. What's each halacha meisef on the other? Why is it that we need two psukim to pasul the carbon of a Rasha? And Tosis in Chulin and Avheim at Beis, L'chayre is going in Shitas Rashi, and Tosis is Mefarish, why is it that we need other psulim once we have the Pasuk of Zevach Rishon Te'eva? And Tosis is Mefarish, Machmas, the halacha of Zevach Rishon Te'eva by itself, once the person does tshuva, the carbon would be able to be Nikrav. It's Mavua from Tosis, Machmas, the Pasuk of Zevach Rishon Te'eva, we would not create the psul dichoy. The psul dichoy is dafkif, the carbon is nifsal be'etzem. Dafkif is a psulim, the carbon, that the carbon can't be Nikrav. Mitzad the Pasuk of Zevach Rishon Te'eva alone, that if the carbon belongs to a Rosha, the carbon of a Rosha is a Te'eva, and therefore can't be Nikrav, it would not be a Psalm the carbon, it would just be a din that we cannot be Makav the carbon, such a carbon is a Te'eva. But being that it wouldn't be a Psalm the carbon, it would not create the Psal Dichoy, and once the person does Tshuva and it's Chayzer Le'achsheiroi, the carbon would be able to be Nikrav on the Mizbeach. Me'mele, it's understandable, is it that Rashi brings the Pasuk of Me'am Oretz Prat Lamummer? It's only Machmas the Isafa that we see from the Pasuk Me'am Oretz Prat Lamummer that it's a Psul in the carbon. From there we see that if the Bailam is a Mummer, if the Bailam is a Rosha, the carbon is Nifsal. Then we could see that even if the person does Tshuva afterwards, the carbon is Nitcha. And we say, Halva Nitcha, Nitcha. And therefore Rashi and Asugi brings the Pasuk of Me'am Oretz Prat Lamummer. That's the Iker Limud, the Iker Mekor that we see that it's a Psul in the carbon that we should say, Halva Nitcha, Nitcha. That we say in Asugi, Halva Nitcha, Nitcha. Is only because of the Pasuk of Me'am Oretz Prat Lamummer that's Megal, that it's a Psul in the carbon, and therefore Rashi doesn't bring the Pasuk of Zevach Rishon Te'eva, Rashi brings the Pasuk of Me'am Oretz Prat Lamummer. But Akoponim, once we have the Pasuk of Zevach Rishon Te'eva, we still need the Pasuk of Me'ameh Eretz Pat L'Mumer to tell us, even after the person does tshuva, that the carbon is still nifsal, that Hoyel V'nitcha Nitcha, the carbon is still a Pasuk of carbon. But according to Rashi, we have to explain, once we have the Pasuk of Me'ameh Eretz Pat L'Mumer, why is it that we need the Pasuk of Zevach Rishon Te'eva? Once we learn from Me'ameh Eretz Pat L'Mumer that the carbon is nifsal, and Rashi is chaylik on Taisvis, and Rashi holds that afilu in a tzir, that b'shastechet, the person was a kosher, and he was hifrish carbon, and then he was heimer dosa, we still have the miyat of that we say, me'am ha'aretz prat l'mumr, so why do we need now the pasuk of zevach rishon te'eva? And the teres d'shitas, Rashi is l'chayin, is bar from the divrei Rashi in the hemshich of the sugya. Rashi later on, when the Gemara brings the b'risa of Ir Nidachas, that if there was a kochim in Ir Nidachas, kochim Mizbeach is Yamusu. If they find kochim Mizbeach, Ir Nidachas, the kochim Mizbeach, there's Yamusu, and the kochim Berdekabayis is Yiftu, but they are nifsal from Yinikav on the Mizbeach. And so the Gemara, my Yamusu, even the Iktal Avilu Kapor, Velisku Lugavoya, Lav Mishim, the Aminin Hol, Venidchu Yitchu. And the Gemara is Mefarish, the Gemara wants to say this that we say by Ayir Nidachas, that if they find Kochim Mizbech, it's Yemusu, it's because Hoyle Venidchu Yitchu. And Rashi is Mefarish, and the Vimaschel Hoyu Bo Kochim, Bia Nidachas, Einon Nisrafin, the Kochim Mizbech, and not Nisraf, from Shtolo, the Chsiv Shtolo, Vloy Shtol Shamayim. So, Rashi, Mio Mikov Loy Kirvu, we cannot be Makiv, the Kochim and the Karbonis of Ayir Nidachas, Mishim the Chsiv, Zerach Rishom Te'eva. And Rashi brings the Pasuk of Zevach Rishom Te'eva, therefore the Karbonis of Ir Nidachas cannot be Nikrav. The male, the Halacha is Kochim Mizbeach Yamusu and Kochim Bedek Abayis is Yiftu. And the Achreinim ask, why is it that Rashi brings the Pasuk of Zevach Rishom Te'eva? If Rashi earlier said the psul of why Heimer Dosei, the carbon is Nifsa from being Nikrav, is from the Pasuk of Me'am Ha'oretz Prat L'Mumer, so is it that by when it comes to Ir Nidachas, Rashi switches the Pasuk and Rashi brings the Pasuk of Zevach Rishom Te'eva? Why doesn't Rashi bring again the pasuk that we cannot be makiv the karbonis of Ir Nidachas because of this halacha of Me'am Ha'aretz Prat L'Mumer that we can't bring the karbonis of a mumer? So these avdi avay deserve Ir Nidachas, we can't be makiv their karbon machmas the pasuk of Me'am Ha'aretz Prat L'Mumer. Why is it that Rashi brings the pasuk of Zerach Rishon Te'eva? And there are two mehalchim and the achrinim to answer this kasha, to answer this theory in Rashi. Why is it that Rashi earlier brings the pasuk of Me'am Ha'aretz and Rashi here brings the pasuk of Zerach Rishon Te'eva? The Mishnah Melech in Paragimel Melchish Gogus is Mefarish that Rashi by Ir Nidachas had to bring the Pasuk of Zerach Rishon Te'eva, being that it's La'acha Misa Sabailim. So the Mishnah Melech, the Halacha of Me'am Ha'aretz Prat L'Mumer is that we cannot bring the carbon of a Mumer, the carbon of a Mumer is Nifsal from being Nikav Agabi HaMizbeach. But so the Mishnah Melech, Kol Zez Dafka, Kol Zman, the person is alive and still the carbon of a Mumer. If it's a carbon that belongs to a mummer, this carbon is nifsa from being nikav agabi amizbeach. I feel if the mummer is also tshuva, it's nidcha, and the carbon can't be nikav agabi amizbeach. But like the Mishnah Melech calls it bidafke be bechai of the mummer, then it's in this night from the pasuk of Me'amor, it's part of the mummer. But by Ir Nidachas, they were discussing la'acha, the misa of the Ir Nidachas, they killed out the city of the Ir Nidachas, and the carbon doesn't have a bailim anymore. It is now a carbon without a bailin, but even there, the carbon could be nikav on the mizbeach, the carbon would be hukshet to be nikav agabi on mizbeach. So, the Mishnah Melech is dafka from the pasuk of Zevach Rishon Te'eva, that even la'acha misoson, it's a carbon of a rosha, and a carbon of a rosha is a te'eva, that the carbon is nifsal afil la'acha misas a bailin, even though it's no longer being nikav for the bailin, it's no longer being brought as eilus re'uva in the eilu of the Ir Nidachas, it's now being nikav as stam and eilu that we have. Afilachi being that it's Zevach Rishon Te'eva and it's Nifsaf and the din of Zevach Rishon Te'eva, that's Megalatos of Sula Filulacha Misa Sabailim. Zok the Mishnah Melech, that Meikar Rashi brings the Pasuk of Me'am Ha'aretz Prat L'Mumer, that's the Meikar that it's a Psul that's Chal on the carbon, but I would say the Psul is only Chal Bechai the Bailim, calls that it's being Nikav Be'ad the Mumer. The Psul is Chal to be brought as a carbon for Pliny, to be brought for a Mumer. La'acha Moshe, that it's not being brought for Pliny, it's being brought Stam as Noila, I think the carbon is Chazel Lechshevei. From this we have the Gili of Zerach Rishon Te'eva that afil la'acha misa sabaylam, the carbon itself is a te'eva and can't be nikav afil la'acha misa sabaylam. Mikomakam, according to the Mishnah Melech, we can see according to Rashi, why is it that we need the pasuk of Zerach Rishon Te'eva? According to Rashi, it would not be enough to have the pasuk of Me'am Ha'aretz Prat L'Mumer, to have a miyut that the carbon of a mummer is a pasuk of carbon. From the pasuk of Me'am Ha'aretz Prat L'Mumer, I would say the pasuk is only nitcha, the carbon is only nitcha, and nifsaf would be nikav as the carbon of the mummer. But once the mummer dies and the carbon is not being nikav as an oilus reuven, as the oilus ha mummer, now it's being nikav as tam an oilu, I would say it's kosher to be nikav agabi amizbeach. For that we have the gili of Zerach Rishon Te'eva that afil la'acha moisei also, the carbon is nifsal for be nikav agabi amizbeach. Al Kaponim explained according to Rashi why we need the pasuk on Yom Ha'aretz between Megalatos that it's a psul in the gufa carbon and therefore it's shaykh to have the halach of Elvanitcha. And the halach of Zevach Hashem Tevas Megalatos that a few la'acha misos abayla, most of the carbon is being nifsa from Yinikav Agabi HaMizbeach. There's a second mahalach to answer this theory of Rashi, is this that Rashi Meikar brings the pasuk on Yom Ha'aretz Prat L'Mumar. And Rashi later brings the pasuk of Zevach Rishon Te'eva. When it comes to Yehani Dachas, Rashi brings the pasuk of Zevach Rishon Te'eva. The Rishash is mefarish that the psul of Zevach Rishon Te'eva is only a psul when it comes to carbon oila. When it comes to carbon chatos, there is no psul of Zevach Rishon Te'eva. It's only when a person is coming to bring a dairin, coming to bring a present, he's coming to bring a present to the melech. If the person is a rasha, then the dairin he's bringing is a te'eva. The melech doesn't want his presence. For thee, there's a psul of Zevach Rishon Te'eva. Mashenka, when it comes to chatois, being that a chatas, a person is mechuyiv to bring, even if a person is a rasha, if he brings the carbon chatas, that is mechuyiv to bring the carbon, not a te'eva. It's only a te'eva for a rasha to bring a present to the melech, that's a te'eva. But something he's mechuyiv to bring, to be mechapar alavi nosev, that's not a te'eva, there is no halacha of Zevach Rishon Te'eva. Remeila Dr. Rishash, in the beginning of the sugya by Hamer Dosa, Rashi wants to explain afilo by a chatas also. Mele Rashi brings the pasuk of Me'am Ha'aretz Prat L'Mumar, that's a miyat not only for a carbon oila, it's not only a psul in a carbon oila, but afilo a carbon chatos also is nismait Me'am Ha'aretz Prat L'Mumar, afilo the chatos of a mumar is possible for me nikar agabe amizbeach. Because of betchilas ha'sugya, mashenkin, when it comes to the sugya by Ir Nidachas, the Ir Nidachas that the Bezdin came and killed out the entire city. So when it comes to a carbon chatos, it's a chatos shemesu ba'alas from the chatos and mesas, and anyways cannot be nikav agami mizbeach. The entire sugi that discusses kachim mizbeach yamusu and kachim bedek abayis yiftu is discussing an eilon neshlam, is discussing carbonis of nedava, which do not have the halach of chatos and mesas, that if it's mesu abaylam it's yamusu. So v'dir Rashi brings the pasuk of Zevach Risham Teva. We don't have to come on to the pasuk of Me'amaretz Prat L'Mumar, being that we're not discussing a chatas because it would be a chatas shemesu ba'alel, we're discussing dafka nedoves and oila neshlamim, and Mele Rashi doesn't have to bring the pasuk of Me'am Ha'aretz Prat L'Mumar, so Rashi brings the pasuk of Zevach Rishon Te'eva, that if a Rasha brings a dairin, if a Rasha brings a matan to the melech, such a carbon is a te'eva, and it cannot be nikav agabi amizbeach. The Gemara brings another psul where the halacha of Rabbi Yochanan applies that even if the carbon was nifsa and then it's chayzer lechsheve, the carbon is now kosher and the psul was paka filoachi. We say hoil v'nitcha yitcha, being that the carbon was once pasul, the carbon remains pasul, and we don't say the carbon is chayzer lechsheve. And the Gemara brings the psul if the bailam became a shaita. The Gemara brings the memram, Rabbi Yemiam, Rabbi Avoham, Rabbi Yochanan. Achal chaylev v'hifish carbon, if a person ate chaylev and he was mafish a carbon on the chet of eating chaylev. Vinishtate and the Bailam became a shaita. Zog the Gemara, Agamu was chozer vinishtape, Agam the Bailam became healthy again, and now it's roi to be makiv the carbon. Still we say the halacha of hoil v'nitche yitche. And the Gemara is bringing this psul of the Bailam becoming a shaita, Agam the Bailam becomes healthy again. Still we say once the carbon was possible, it is not chozer lech sheirei. Rashi's mefarish, what is the psul of the Bailam becoming a shaita that the carbon is now nifsal to be nikav, being that the Bailam is a shaita? And Rashi brings that a shaita nami lav bar kaporehu. A shaita is not a bar kaporeh. The Yaakov Oisei Letzoyne Ksev. The Pasuk tells us Yaakov Oisei Letzoyne, a carbon is nikav Letzoyne. And the Gemara tells us that we only accept a carbon if the carbon was nifrash Letzoyne, if the person who was mafish the carbon, he was mafish his chattas, he was to the rotzen of the Bailam. If the Bailam was forced to be mafish the carbon is a pasul of carbon. Zog Rashi, not only b'shasti afrosh, it has to be l'tzoynei, but we see from this Gemara also b'shasti akrova, also it has to be to the rotzen of the Bailam. If the Bailam was mafish the carbon, and then the Bailam became a shaita, being that b'shasti akrova, it's not to the rotzen of the Bailam. Zog the Gemara, that's also a psul in the carbon is not being nikrav to the rotzen of the Bailam, and that's a chesaron, and this that the pasuk says, Yaakov Oisei l'tzoynei. And according to Rashi Yesh Lahor, the Gemara in Gittin and Dav Chav Ches Amar Aleph tells us the halacha of a shaleach chatosi from Medina Sayam. A person can send his carbon chatos without he himself coming to the Beis HaMikdash. He can be shaleach chatosi from Medina Sayam. And we're makiv the carbon b'cheska shiukayim. We're not choishish that the Bailam died and it's a chatos shemesu ba'aleo. So again, that is a chazaka, there's a cheska shiukayim. Like the Gemara in Gittin is telling us we have a chazaka, we could assume the Bailam is still alive. But if there's another halacha that we can only be makiv a carbon to the rotzen of the Bailam, how do we know the Bailam still has a rotzen to be makiv the carbon? Maybe the Bailam was choizer from this that he wishes to be makiv the carbon, and the carbon is pasul machmas this halacha of Yaakov Oisei Letzoyne, that there has to be a rotzen b'shasa krova also. And l'chayyut tzarech leimer l'fishitas Rashi, for this time Rashi is mechadish that there's a din of rotzim b'shas de'akrova also. Just like we're not choishish that the Bailam died, there's a cheska sheukayim. We could assume there's a cheskas chayim. We assume the Bailam is still alive and it's not a chatish shemesu baleo. Who adin, if the Bailam had a rotzen and the Bailam sent the carbon, we assume the Bailam didn't change his mind. And just like he had a rotzen b'shas that he sent the carbon, we assume it's still lert soine, and therefore we could be makiv the carbon, assuming that the Bailam still has a rotzen to makiv the carbon and the carbon is a kosher carbon. There's a second psul for this, that if the Bailam is a shaita, it's removed from our Gemara, it's the carbon is nifsa for being nikar agabi amizbeach. The minchas baruch and simin yudches and afbeis brings as a second psul of the Bailam becoming a shaita. The halacha is a chattas is only nikar b'mokam that is a chiv ti makar v'chattas. A person cannot be makar v'chattas bin adava. So the minchas baruch a shaita is potem in a mitzvah, so a shaita has no chiv ti makar v'chattas. So afilu, if a person is mafish a carbon chattas, and afterwards he becomes a shaita, being that he no longer has the chiv to makav a carbon chattas, we can't be makav this carbon. The carbon is being nifsa because the chattas is only nikav b'chayv, it's not nikav b'nadav, and being that the shaita doesn't have a chiv to being a carbon chattas, he is now potam in ha-mitzvahs. There's a psul in the carbon chattas that the chattas is not being bob b'chayv, the chattas is being bob b'nadav. So the Minchas Baruch, the reason why Rashi was nimna for being mefarish the psul of the Bailam becoming a shaita is because the chattas not being nikav b'chayv, it's being nikav b'nadava. And Rashi is mefarish, it's a chesaron in l'tzoyne, it's not being nikav l'tzoyne, being that the shaita doesn't have a rotzen, he doesn't have das anymore, is because the psul of a chattas not being bob b'chayv, it's not being bob b'nadava, it's only bob b'chayv, is dafka by a carbon chattas. And Rashi wants to tell us a psul that applies to a carbon nadava also, that applies to an oil and applies to a shlomim also. If the Bailam is mafish a oila, or the Bailam is mafish a shlomim, and then the Bailam becomes a shaita, the carbon also can't be nikav, being that a carbon is only nikav letzoyne. If it would be machmas, the reason of the minchas baruch, that a chattas cannot be nikav if the Bailam is a shaita, because the shaita is potem in a mitzvah and doesn't have a chiv to being a carbon chattas, so it would be dafka a carbon chattas. Rashi wants to say a reason that applies to a carbon oila and a carbon shlomim also, and therefore Rashi's mechadish, the reason of letzoyne. A carbon has to be nikav to the rotzen of the Bailam afilu b'shas akrov, not only b'shas afrosho. So the Minchas Baruch, but according to Rashi, yesh la'ir from a gersha meis, the halacha is if a ger is mafish a carbon, a gersha in le'bonim ve'in le'yoshim, and the ger dies and he was already mafish a carbon before he dies, the halacha is we can be makiv these carbonas, we can be makiv the carbon oil and the carbon shlom of a gersha meis. In fact, the Minchas Baruch, if there's a halacha that a carbon is only nikav to the rotzen of the Bailam, and a gersha meis, there is no rotzen, being that the Bailam is not alive anymore, and there is no Bailam, how could we be makiv a carbon of a gersha meis ve'im lo yoshim? Zokta Minchas Baruch, al korchach tzarech leimer, this halacha that we say, a carbon is only nikav to the rotzen of the Bailam, is dafka if there is a Bailam. Kozman, there is a Bailam, it has to be to the rotzen of the Bailam, if it's shaloi le rotzen a Bailam, that's a psul in the carbon, and the carbon can't be nikav. And if the Bailam doesn't have das, and it's shaloi le rotzen a Bailam, meaning that the Bailam doesn't have a positive rotzen to be makiv this carbon, and that's a psul in the carbon, and that's our sugya of a case of nishtata, afilu if it's chozev v'nishtape roel v'nitche. But if there is no Bailam bechlal, then there is no halacha that it has to be dafka l'rotzen of the Bailam. There's only a din that has to be l'rotzen to the Bailam, but makam there is a Bailam, and meila zah, according to Rashi, a gersha meis, he was mafish a carbon, and he dies, we can still be mafish the carbon, and there is no chesaron that it's not the rotzen of the Bailam, being that there is no Bailam, but makam that there's no Bailam, there is no halacha that has to be to the rotzen of the Bailam. Achlaner says a chiddush to be miyashiv Rashi b'oivinachar, another mahalach to be mefarishitas Rashi to be miyashiv this, that are only makiv a carbon to the rotzen of the Bailam b'shas hakrova. And you first have to mark then the hemshach of the Gemara. The Gemara says there's a tzvich of these two members of Rabbi Yochanan. The first member of Rabbi Yochanan of Achal Chela v'Hefesh Karbon, and then he was Hamer Dasai, we say the Alach of Hael v'Nidche Nidche. And the second member of Rabbi Yochanan that Achal Chela v'Hefesh Karbon v'Nishtata, afilo fiz chaze v'Nishtapa, we say Hael v'Nidche Yidche. So the Gemara, we need both of these members, the Ashmin and Kamaisa, the case of Hamer Dasai, Mishim de'iyu dochi nafshe b'yadayim. He is being matre the carbon b'yadayim, he's creating the psul b'yadayim by this that he's being hamer dosai. Avahai, but by a case of a shaita that he's not being deichi b'yadayim, it's happening b'meila, I would say, we don't say the halach of el v'nitcha yitcha, I would say deichi is dafka by deichi b'yadayim. Zogti gemar, aval haidim b'meila ka'osi by a shaita, which is happens b'meila, and he's not being deichi b'yadayim, emo ki yoshin dami, I would say he's similar to a person who is sleeping. And just like a person who is sleeping and then he wakes up, the carbon is still kosher, and we don't say hoyel v'nitche yidche, who would then also, when something happens b'meila by a shaita, and then he becomes chazer v'nishtapa, I would say, being that it happened b'meila, the carbon is not nitche, and we don't say the psul of dichoy, Kamashmalan Rabbi Yechanan, that we do say the Psaldichi if a person becomes a Shaita. We Ashmin and Hacha, by the case of a Shaita, Mishem Deim Beyode Lachs, that it's not Beyode to be Mesakin the Karbon, we Machsel the Echshere. Mashenkin, by the case of Hemedase, it's Beyode to be Eisu Tshuva and make the Karbon Kosher. Again, I would say we don't say the Halacha of Dichoi. Kamashmalan Rabbi Yechanan, by Hemedase also, we say the Halacha of Dichoi, we say Halva Nidche Yidche. On the Moshel of the Gemara says that I would have a Havamina, a Shaita is Dumya to a person who is sleeping. And just like a person who is sleeping and then he wakes up, we don't say Hail v'nitcha yitcha hu adim. When it comes to a shaita, we would not say the halacha of Hail v'nitcha yitcha. Kamashlan ebyeichanan, that a shaita isn't similar to a yashen. When it comes to a shaita, we say Hail v'nitcha yitcha. Again, by a sleeping person, we don't say the halacha of Hail v'nitcha yitcha. Taisis is mefarish that the Gemara just means it as a mashal ba'alma. Zag Taisis lav legami ki yashen. Zag Taisis, even in the havamin of the Gemara, the Bailam becoming a Shaita would not be similar to the case of a person who goes to sleep. Zag Taisis, because the person who is sleeping is Chazi Afilu B'Shah Shu Yashin. There is no psul in being makiv a carbon B'Shas that a person is sleeping. Afilu if the Bailam is sleeping B'Shas the Akrava, the carbon is still a kosher a carbon. So if the carbon was never Nifsa, there is no tzad that it should become Dichoy. And Taisis brings a raya to this Yesaid that if the Bailam is sleeping, there is no psul in the carbon, and the carbon is a kosher a carbon. So Taisis brings the Gemara that we mentioned earlier, the Gemara Gittin and Av Chav Ches, that a Sheleach HaTosim Yimedina Sayyam is Makiv and Oisei Becheska Shilkayim. In fact, Taisis, if a person sends his Chattas from Medina Sayyam, Agam is a Chazaka that he's still alive, why are we not Choshish? Maybe the Bailam is sleeping and we can't be Makiv the Karbon Bishas, the Bailam is sleeping. We should need the Bailam to be in the Azorah in order to make sure that the Bailam isn't sleeping Bishas the Akrava. So Taisis HaKarchach, a person sleeping is not considered a Psul Bechlal. Being that the person goes to sleep and he can wake up, and it's admitted to Mamela that the person is going to wake up, Mamela there is no psul bechlal that the Bailam is sleeping. So this is what the Gemara is being medamed or shaited to a yoshein is just a mashal ba'alma. Just like by a yoshein kolaymar ki yoshein dami da afilu de lehavi chazi ein roi li yizdachi, even if we would say that a yoshein isn't roi to being a carbon, being that the Mamela missa, being that it's admitted to Mamela that the person is going to wake up, even if it would be such a halacha that a sleeping person is a pasul of carbon, still the carbon would be chayzul la'echshevi and do not be the halacha of hayl v'nitcha yitcha. So the Gemara Rav HaHavamina, a shaita is the same thing, that even though a shaita is a psul in the carbon, being that it's a midi d'memela, that a person could be nishtap, Rav HaHavamina, there is no halacha of hayl v'nitcha yitcha, k'mashlon Rabbi Yechanan stafka by yoshem, which is a midi d'memela, the person makes up. I'm thinking by a shaita that there are times a person doesn't become nishtape. It's not always that a person becomes nishtape. From this, that he's a shaita. Over there, Zakta Beichan, and there is the halacha of halva nitcha yitcha. Al koponim, it's mevu ashita sa'ataisvist, that this, that the Gemara says, ki yashin dami is lavdafka, like a yashin. What the Gemara means to say is, I feel if the person would be sleeping and that would be a psul in the carbon, still we wouldn't say halva nitcha yitcha. But about the sleeping itself isn't a psul in the carbon. And the Mishnah Machilik on Taisis, Rabbi Yena, and the Adama Achilik on Shita Sataisis, and they hold that a person cannot be mak of a person's carbon while the person is sleeping. Being that there's a loch of Lutzoni, like a Sugiz Mechadish, is a din that Peshasti Akrov, it has to be to the Rotzen of the Bailam. And a person who is sleeping doesn't have a Rotzen, there's a psul in the carbon that we can't be mak of a carbon Beshas a person is sleeping. And the Mele of the Gemara's Kipshute, I would have a Havmina that a Shaita is like a person who is sleeping. Just like a person who is sleeping and the carbon is nifsa le'akrava, filochi, we don't say hal v'nitcha yitcha, who would in a shaita, I'd have a havamina, that if the Bailam becomes a shaita, we would not say the halacha of hal v'nitcha yitcha. And Zakta Ben Yeyna, the answer to Taisvis Raya, Taisvis what a Raya from the Gemara Gittin and Av Chav Ches, that a shalea chatosim im medina sayam, mim bo makiv and oisei becheska shukayim, Zakta Ben Yeyna, being that they're being makiv at a time that people aren't normally sleeping, we're not chayshish, the Bailam is sleeping. It's a davar rachuk that the Bailam should be sleeping at this time in the middle of the day, and we're not chayshish for this that the Bailam is sleeping, and therefore we keep makiv the carbon becheskas that the Bailam is awake. But in a chanami, if it would be a tzir that we knew for sure the Bailam was sleeping b'shas tiakrova, that would be a psul in the carbon. The Achanes says a chiddush to be mefarish the Gemara and Gittin and Av Chav Ches of Sheleach HaTosim in Medina Sayam, and with this chiddush yesh liyashiv the sheet of the Yadaman Rebein Yayna, that if a person is sleeping the carbon is nifsal and can't be makiv a carbon b'shas the Bailam is sleeping, and hodin lefize yesh liyashiv the kasha we asked earlier on Rashi, that according to Rashi that the carbon has to be nifsal to the rotzen of the Bailam, how could we be sheleach atosim in Medina Sayam? Why are we not chayshish? Maybe the Bailam was chayzve and b'shas te akrova, there is no rotzen of the Bailam. And Zokta Aruchlaner, the chiddush that's mevur in our sugi, that a carbon has to be nikav to the rotzen of the Bailam b'shas akrova, is not the pshat that the regav the akrova b'shas the coin is being makiv the carbon, there has to be a positive rotzen of the Bailam in order for the carbon to be a kosher carbon. Peshas the actual akrova afilof tabayim doesn't have a rotzin, the carbon is a kosher carbon. And Zokhtar Echoner, the reason is because the Bailam gave over the carbon to the Kohen. Peshas the mesira of the Bailam to the Kohen, and the Bailam is giving it over that the Kohen should be makiv the carbon. There's a rotzin of the Bailam Peshas is being meisir to the Kohen, that the Kohen should be gomer this rotzin and be makiv it on the Mizbeach. And that's nechsha that the carbon is being nikav letzoyne, being that he was meisir to the Kohen letzoyne, and now it's biyara Kohen, and the Kohen is going to be makiv it on the Mizbeach. And afil of the Bailam is chayzer afterwards, being that the carbon is no longer biyodei, that's not nechsha v'chazorah. The time that we need the rotzen of the Bailam is the rega that the Bailam is being moisa, the carbon that should be given over to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash, and it's yotza from the yad of the Bailam. From that point on, we don't rechem b'chla with the rotzen of the Bailam. The l'tzoyne is mechadish to us that not only b'shas the afrosha of the carbon has to be l'tzoyne, but b'shas the mesira that the Bailam is giving it over and is being moitzi miyode, it has to be l'tzoyne. Once he's moitzi miyode to be nikav l'tzoyne, when one is going with that rotzen and makiv it on the mizbeach, it's nechshav, it's being nikav to the rotzen of the Bailam, being that the Bailam was moitzi l'tzoyne. But kolzman it's biyada Bailam, that's when it has to be l'tzoyne. When it's yotzef in the yada Bailam and the Bailam no longer has the carbon, he was moitzi with the rotzen that should be nikav agabi amizbeach. From that point on, we don't consider bechlal the rotzen of the Bailam, and it's nechshav akrov l'tzoyne, afil of the Bailam is chayzeh. The male Zokhtar Echoner, I feel if we have to say that if a person is sleeping, there's a psul in the carbon because the carbon has to be nikav letzoyne, it's not the pshat that b'shas the akrov, the Bailam has to be awake. B'shas the akrov is not the rega that we have to have a rotzen of the Bailam. If a person is sleeping, it's a psul that b'shas the mesiri, that the carbon is nimsa to be nikav agabi amizbeach, the Bailam has to give it over letzoyne. If the person is sleeping and someone else comes and takes the carbon as makav ragabi amizbeach, being that the mesiras are carbon liada shliach wasn't to the rotzen of the Bailam, that would be a psul in the carbon. But a shaleach hatosef in medina sayam, being that the mesira was done letzoyne, he gave it over to the shliach, he was meitzi miyodei letzoyne, and the shliach is going to go now to be makav in the Beis HaMikdash, that's nechshav letzoyne, afil if the Bailam is sleeping b'shasti akrova. And it's not shver toisus raya, this that toisus brings a raya, that a yoshin is not a psul, because why are we not chayshish, maybe the Bailam is sleeping. I feel if the Bailam would be sleeping b'shas te akrova, being that the mesira was letzoyne, it's still a kosher carbon. And who did it's not shver on Rashi, this that we asked, that Rashi says that we nikav letzoyne, why are we not chayshish, maybe the Bailam was chayzer. I feel if the Bailam would be chayzer, also the carbon is a kosher carbon. Being that shaleach atosim imdina sayam, it was a mesira letzoyne, the Bailam was meitzi miyade b'tzoyne. Now when we go to makiv the carbon, we're just being gomer that rotzen that the Bailam had b'shas, he was meitzi miyadei, and therefore it's nechshav a carbon that's been nikav letzoyne, I feel if the Bailam is later chayzer and doesn't want the carbon to be nikav, memele shaleach atosim imdina sayam, makiv neisei b'cheske shilkayim. But if the Bailam became a shaita before the mesira of the carbon, he was hifish carbon, and before he was meisa the carbon over to be nikav agabi amizbeach, the Bailam became a shaita, that's the arsugya, where arsugya brings the halacha, that's considered a psul in the carbon. And afilu if he's chayziv in ishtapa, the halacha is hayl v'nidche yitche. We have the halacha of Bali Chaim Nidachin, that according to B'yechanan, the carbon is nifsa to be makev agam, that the psul was already paka, and the carbon was chayziv l'echshere. The Gemara in Daf Mem Zayin Amid Beis brings the halacha, this that we say, a meis v'chol anikpa ima is aser ba'ano, is dafka dvarm that are not mechubu lekarka. But on something that's mechubu lekarka, then we don't say this halacha that a meis v'chol anik po'imbo is nasa ba'ana and it's mutter ba'ana. The Gemara brings the meisa from the kever of Rav havi shakli minei afra le'ishta bas yema. People were taking offer from the kever of Rav and it was a school of three to be merapid themselves from the chayli of ishta bas yema. They came and they told Shmuel this that people are taking offer from the kever of Rav, and Shmuel said, yos avdan, the people are taking it are correct. Karka oilam hu v'karka oilam ein neseris. It's karka oilam and karka oilam is not nesa, and if it's mutter ba'ana, people can take offer from the kever of Rav. And Shmuel brought a pasuk, the chsiv ha'yashlich ha'safor al kever b'nei ha'om, makish kever b'nei ha'om la'avidus kechavim. Just like by avidazor, we find that by mechubur, there is no isra ana on avidazor when it's mechubur l'karka. So too, when it comes to the isra ana of a kever, if it's mechubur l'karka, there is no isra ana. And the Gemara asks a kash on this member of Shmuel and this halacha that Shmuel is mechadish that there is no isra ano by kever which is mechubel lekarka. Meis ve'achitze kever la'aviv, if a person digs out a kever for his father, v'holach v'kover b'makem acher. And when it came to shas kfur asaviv, the person went and he did not bury his father in the kever which he set aside for his father. He went and buried him somewhere else. Zokhtar b'raisa, still the kever that he set aside for his father, areze lo yikover boy. The person cannot be buried in the kever which he set aside for his father. The kever is nesa ba'ano. Dr. Gemara, we see agam the kever is mechubu lekarka. Afilu achi, it's necessary. So we see the issur applies afilu to mechubu lekarka. And the Gemara answers, Achav Maraskinam bekever binyam, discussing that it wasn't he dug out a kever from the ground, and we're dealing with a mechubu lekarka, we're dealing ofra mechubu lekarka, because that avadi of Shmuel's halacha, that ofra mechubu lekarka isn't necessary by no. This that we say that the chaitz of kever lover v'reizel lo yikover bar ilam is to discussing a kever binyan, it's a dar, discussing a dover that isn't mechubu lekarka. Uba'ifinze, the kever is neser ba'anos, m'meila, chaitz of kever lo aviv, ha'reizel yikover bar ilam is discussing by a kever binyan, then the kever is neser ba'anos. And Rashi's mefarish, this that we, the b'risa says, the case by chaitz of kever lo aviv, it's mashmet, dafka, alocha, it's covered aviv, and it doesn't apply to other people. Zak Rashi, it's lav dafka. Lo yikover by a ben elam is techivin de huzmol de lemeis. Once the kever is muzman for a meis, it's nesa b'chalano. And the Gemara says, who adin nami im chotzev l'tzorich yishacher. Who adin if he went and dug the kever for somebody else, the kever is nesa b'ano. And therefore the Gemara is being arrived from here that the kever which is set aside for meis is nesa b'ano. Agam it's mechubu l'karka. And Tosis and Divya Maschel is Eisvei is Meir. Why did the Gemara assume that a chaytziv kever la'av of the Isra Anah is the same Isra Anah of every single mace, a dover that's set aside to the mace that it's Nesar Ba'anah? Maybe we should say that the reason why a chaytziv kever la'av is la'ikover by Elam is that agam mitzad hilchis mesim, if it was set aside for a different person, it's mechubu la'karka and the kever isn't Nesar Ba'anah. But when we come back in the Zalach of covered aviv, if the kever is set aside for his father, it's not covered for his father for the ben to be nikbar in a kever that was set aside for the father. And on this halacha that we say it's not covered for the father to the ben to be nikbar in the kever of the av, that applies afilu to mechubu lekarka also. So in the chenami Shmuel's halacha is emes that when it comes to mechubu lekarka, a kever isn't nesar ba'ano because it's dafka simul to avoid the zora, which is a dover that isn't mechubu lekarka. But when it comes to the halacha of covered for his father, that applies afilu by a dover mechubu lekarka also. And in Cain, being that it applies to even a dover mechubu lekarka, that's why we have the halacha of the brayso of covered by elamis. And Tosis says a svar to be matcha this kasha. If it would be the halacha that when it comes to mechubu lekarka, there is no isra ano bechlal by kvarim, and a kever that's mechubu lekarka doesn't become nesar ba'ano, if you after the mace is nikbar there, it does not become osar ba'ano because it's dumya davay dezara, it's not mistaver that mishim covered over, which means it's chadish and isra, feel on a davar mechubu lekarka. The Gemara holds these two things are similar, that if there's bechlal no isra on a kever, I feel about by mechubu lekarka, then who adin when it comes to covered aviv, it's not going to ask for a dover mechubu lekarka, it would only be on a dover that's ain't a mechubu lekarka. The Torah in Yeridei in Siman Shin Samach Dalet brings a machlokes b'negei this svar of Tosis. Do we say that covered aviv is cholak and it asks a feel by mechubu lekarka also? And the Torah brings this halacha v'choytze kever la'aviv v'kavu b'makim acher, they buried the father somewhere else, it's like you cover by who I lamis. Mishum kvayd aviv, zok the Torah, aval achem mutter likaver by somebody else could be buried there. Zok tais, zok the Torah, v'yeshayimim dafka bekever binyan, aval karka ilam shari. This entire halacha of likaver by ilamis, that is halacha of the covered for his father, a ben should not be buried in the kever of the av, is dafka by a kever binyan. Mashenki, when it comes to karka ilam, it's not nesam mishum kvayd aviv, and there is no halacha not to be covered the ben in the kever of the av that was set aside for the father, b'mokim that it's in the karka, and it's not a kever binyan. And Zakhtar Torah, this is all Shita's Taisis. The Ramban Kosav, keeping the time of Mishim covered Aviv, being that the reason why by a Kever Binyan, the Isser is Machmas covered Aviv. The reason why the Ben can't be buried is this Allah, it's not by covering to the father to bury the Ben in a Kever which was set aside for the father. Zakhtar Ramban, once the Isser is Machmas covered Aviv and not Machmas to Isser and Elva Meis, Afilu Kark Elam Nami Yasser. Zakhtar Ramban, Machmas covered Aviv, it's not only Asa by Kever Binyan, who had been by Kark Elam, also there's an Isser. And our kopanim even machlekes the Ramban and Tosfos shita that Tosfos is just like in our sugya there's a halacha by Yisui Anah of a kever, it doesn't apply to mechubu lekarka. Who a din? There is no chesaron in covered aviv that there's no din a ben can't be buried in karka olam which was set aside for the kever of the father. And the shita and the Ramban is the ishlechalak in covered aviv and the isra anah of a kever. That again when it comes to the isra anah of a kever by mechubu lekarka, there is no isra anah, it's mutter ba'anah. Mikamakim mitzad covered up if that I feel by karka ilam, if there's a kever that's set aside for the father, the ben shouldn't be nikfar by ilamis. And according to the Ramban, it's hodja kushat toisus laduchte. What's the raya of the Gemara? The Gemara brings a raya from this brisa of chaytziv kever la'aviv, harezel lo yikover by ilamis. The Gemara is being a raya. We see there's an isra anah feel by mechubu lekarka. What's the Gemara's raya bechlal? Maybe I feel if there is no isra anah by mechubu lekarka when it comes to the isra anah of a kever. But Machmas covered over this Allah of a reza lo yikover by Elamis. And the Beis Yosef in Siman Shin Samach Dalet brings that the Ramban himself answers this kasha. And the Ramban and Teyus Ha'odim answers, like the Ramban, this our sugi is going a libe de Abaye. The Gemara later brings a machlekes Abaye and Rava. Shitas Abaye is that Azmona Milsi. And Shitas Abaye is that if a kever is set aside, the Azmon of making something into a kever is enough to ask it by Ano. And Shitas Rava is that Azmona Lav Milsi, setting something aside, being Mazmin something as Lav Milsi, is not enough to ask for something by Ano. They need actually to be mishtamish to use it as a kever in order to get the Issa Ano of being a kever, but the Azmona, the setting it up and setting it aside to be a kever is Lav Milsi, it does not ask it by Ano, is not kever something as a kever. Zakti Amban, our sugi is going according to the Shita of Abaye. Abaye holds as mona milsi that if a person sets aside a kever, lamashal, a kever binyan, he sets aside as a kever, the kever is now nesa ba'ana machmas, this that the person was mazmin the kever and set it aside to be a kever. And in kena chaitziv kever la'ovav, the Gemara could be mukumit by kever binyan. By kever binyan, we could say that the halachas of azmona of a kever, that just like when something is set aside to be a kever, it becomes nesa ba'ana. If something is set aside to be kever aviv, then it's chal the halacha of kever aviv. So according to Abaye, we can say that the Yisuri Ano of a Kever and the Yisurim that come out of Kavod Aviv are the same; they're similar to each other. And whenever something is enough to be Nesar Ano, Machmas, the Halacha of a Kever, who adin, it's Machmas Kavod Aviv, it could be Nesar Ba'ano. Or because according to the Shita of Abaye, Zakti Amban, according to the Shita of Rava, Korchach Tzorich Lechalg, between the Halachas of a Kever becoming Asa Ba'ano and the Halacha of something being Asa Machmas Kavod Aviv. According to Rava, that Azmona Lav Milsi, if a person sets aside a kever, even a kever binyan, the kever isn't Nesar Ba'ano until a mace is buried there. And the Brais of is Mufurish, that a chaitz of kever la'aviv, agam, his father was never buried there. This that it was set aside for his father, there's Allah machmes covered aviv, avezer le'y covered by Elamis. So Akarchach, according to Rava, there's a chilik between chaitz of kever la'aviv, that machmes the Allah of covered aviv, agam, there's Allah of Azmona Lav Milsi, there's still a chesaron in covered aviv, and the ben can't be nikvah by Elamis. Zag the Ramban, once we see according to Rava, there's a chilk being covered aviv and the halacha of a kever being aser ba'ano, who would then when it comes to the halacha of karka olam isn't nesar ba'ano by a kever? Kolza dafka by the yisuri ano of a regular base akvaris, a regular kever is nesar ba'ano. Over the other is a din that karka olam isn't nesar ba'ano. But when it comes to the halacha of covered aviv, that a chaitz of kever aviv, over there afilu karka olam also, there's a halacha machmes covered aviv, not to be nikvah by olamis, hagam karka olam isn't nesar, still there's a chesaron in covered aviv. Because we see Rava has to be mechalik between the halach of kavod aviv and the halach of a kever being asa ba'ano. Because according to the Rava, Azmona Lav Milsi, and afilu achi the Braisa says, when it comes to Av, somebody set aside a kever for the father, ha'rezele kavod by Elam, is this that it was set aside for the father is a chesaron in kavod aviv. And l'chayu, this svar of the Ramban is muchach, that according to Rava, there's a chilik between kavod aviv and the Isra ano, that a kever is nesa ba'ano. So is it that Tosfos says that it should be that two halachos are similar to each other? In Shitas HaTosfos, Tosfos learned the Gemara's raya was that the halacha of kavod aviv is similar to the halacha of a kever being aser ba'ano, and dafka b'makim that a kever is aser ba'ano, there's a chesaron machmis kavod aviv of the ben of le'yikavod by elamis. But in karka olam, there is no chesaron of kavod aviv, and the ben could be nikfar in the karka olam of a kever that was set aside for the father. And l'chayu lefi Shitas HaTosfos tzorech lechalik, this that enechanami, the svar of the Ramban is correct, that Avada is a svar to be mechalik being covered aviv and the halacha of a kever being nesar ba'ano. But that's all in something which could be nesar. If we're handling something that could be nesar, just as a chesaron that the azmona is not enough to aser it, it's not yet nikva as a kever, being that it was only azmona and Rava holds azmona lav milsi. It's a dover that could be nesar. Let's say we're discussing a kever binyan, if a mace would be buried, it would be nesar ba'ano. Only now the mace wasn't buried there, it was only Azmona. Azmona is not enough to ask it ba'ano. Over there, Zakhtu Gemara, there's a chilek kolza as dafka by the Isra ano of a kever, dafka when the kever is nikpa shom, that's when it's nesa ba'ano. Mashenki, when it comes to the halacha of kavod aviv, over there, Azmona is a milsi. When it comes to kavod aviv, there's a chesaron in kavod aviv to bury a son in a kever that was set aside for the father. But it's a kever that would be nesa ba'ano by a regular person as long as the mace would be buried there. It's only a chesaron, Azmona lav milsi. So when it comes to kavod aviv, even if Azmona lav milsi, still there's a chesaron in kavod aviv. Mashenki, when it comes to karka olam, Tosfos holds that then it's doimed to a case of a kever, a regular person. If a regular person, afilu after he's buried there, we would say it's not nesar ba'ano, because karka olam isn't nesar, it's not mitzad the kever itself, it can't become asar ba'ano, afilu if the mace would be nikvasham, it's not a chesaron in the azmona, it's a chesaron mitzad the kever, that's not nesar ba'ano. Over there, Tosfos holds it's a svar, just like the kever can't be nesar ba'ano, who adin also, machmes covered aviv, there wouldn't be a chesaron in covered aviv to bury the son in karka olam that was set aside for the father, being that such a thing is never nikva as a kever, afilu ayde burying a mace sham, it's not nikva as the kever enough Kakailam is a Nesar, it doesn't become Asa Ba'ano, who Adin, there is no Chisarni Kavad Aviv, and the Ben could be Nikvar in the Kakailam that was set aside for the father, as long as the father wasn't buried there. The Gemara then brings another Raya, Akasha, on Shmuel, just that Shmuel said the Kever that's Mechubu Lekaka isn't Nesar Ba'ano. And the Gemara brings Toshma, Nimtza, Ta'im, Shalish, Kvaris, saying there are three Alachas of three different types of Kvaris. Kever HaNimtza, Kever Yedua, and Kever HaMazik HaSarabim. There's a Kever which is found, the Kever HaNimtza, there's a Kever Yedua, which is a Yeduadika Kever, and then we have a Kever which is being Mazik the Rabim. And the Bryce says, Mefarish, by Kever HaNimtza, then it's Mutter Lefano, you say it's Mutter to empty out the Kever by a Kever HaNimtza to take the mace out. But after it's Pino, after we take out the mace, Mekoymai Tar, the Mokim of the Kever is Tar. And Dr. Bryce, this Kever also is Mutter Ba'ano. By a kever yedua, then the aloha is it's also lefano. You say it's also to take the mace out of the kever. Pino, if a person took the mace out of the kever, then mekayme is tame. The makam of the kever is still tame. I feel after the mace is taken out. And Dr. Bryce said it's also bano. A kever yedua is also bano. But by a kever which is being mazik the rabbim, a kever which is in the way and it's mazik as a rabbim, in such a case the aloha is mutter lefano. You say it's mutter to take the mace out. And pino mekayme is tar. Over there, Chazal were not geyser on the Mokim, being that it's being mazik as a rabbim, therefore Mekoyme is tar. But Dr. Bryce and Mikol Mokim, it's still Aser Ba'ano, I feel by a kever a mazik as a rabbim, the halacha is that it's still Aser Ba'ano. Mikol Mokim, it's mavua that a kever is Aser Ba'ano, I feel if it's mechubu lekarka. And the Gemara is matcha again, achanami be kever binyan. Here also we're discussing a kever binyan, and we're not discussing a kever that's mechubu lekarka, and therefore it's Nasa Ba'ano. On the etzem halacha of the Braisa, this that the Braisa brings the halacha of a kever ha-nimtza and a kever ha-yedua. What's a kever ha-nimtza and what's a kever ha-yedua? Rashi's mefarish, a kever ha-nimtza is kegoyin shu chodesh, it's a new kever, v'yodeya bala asodesh shalaytziva me'olim l'koyver sham. The one who owns this field knows that the person who is buried there shaloy b'shus. He knows that he never gave b'shus to bury a person there, and if there's a mace nikbar sham, it was nikbar shaloy b'shus. That's a kever animtza, that it's mutter lefanoisa, and if it's pino, mekayme yistar. Zogt Rashi, by a kever yedua, it's nikba sham midas balasode. A kever yedua is a person who was buried midas balasode, he's nikba b'shus. Over there, the halacha is that it's also lefanoisa, and in pino, mekayme yistame. On this day, Rashi's mefarish, a kever animtza is discussing a tzir that's yedea balasode, that he was leitziva me'olim, that somebody should be buried there. Kenira to machlikis Rashi in the Torah. The Torah is mefarish the case in Yerdei and Siman Shin Samach Dalet. The case of a kever ha-nimtza is that if it's a suffix whether or not the person was buried there b'shus or not, we don't know for sure that the person had b'shus. But Eifin Zed, as the halacha of a kever ha-nimtza, the halacha is mutter lefanoisev in pino mekoyme is tar. The Torah is mashma afilo mi suffix. Also, we assume it's a kever ha-nimtza, and the halacha is that it's mutter lefanoisev in pino mekoyme tar. And Kenira, this is Chelik on Rashi. Rashi was mefarish the case of a kever ha-nimtza that it's yedua he was nikbar sham shalei b'shus. It's mashmi of a machlikis Rashi in the Torah. According to Rashi, if it's a suffix, if it was nikbar b'shus, the halacha is that it's aser and mechoshish that maybe it was nikbar b'shus. And according to the Torah, filo mi suffix also it's mutter, it's dafka, if it's yedua that it's b'shus, then the halacha is aser lefanoisev in pino mekayme is tame. Only lechayre then there's a steer in divrei Rashi. Because Rashi by Keva Yedua is Mefarish and Nikbar Sham Midas Palasode. Rashi is Mefarish that a Keva Yedua is discussing it's here that it's Nikbar Sham Midas Palasode with Nikbar Bishus. And it's Mashra from Rashi Dafka if we know it was Nikbar Bishus, but if it's a Suffolk, if it was Bishus or Shalai Bishus, then it would be Mutter, then it's Mutter Lefanoisev in Pino Mekoyme Yistar. And Lechayr it's a Stira in the Mashmari of Rashi, what's the Allah if it's a Suffolk, if it was Bishus, Suffolk, Shalai Bishus, what's the Din? Rashi's mashma by kever ha-nimtza tzdafka if it's yedua that shaloi b'shus, and by kever yedua Rashi's mashma tzdafka if it's yedua that it was nikbar b'shus. And the chazanish is matcha that Rashi by kever yedua doesn't mean to say we know for sure he was buried sham b'shus. Rashi means to say that min astam, if we don't know he was buried shaloi b'shus, we could assume he was buried b'shus, and therefore it's also lefanoisim in pino mekoy me'aser. Rashi is saying that not only misafik, if it's a safik b'shus, safik shaloi b'shus, not only it's also misafik, but in mocking that it's a suffix, it was nikbar b'shus, we could assume it was buried b'shus, we're not choshesh, it was buried shaloi b'shus, and if it's also midin vaday, it's also lefanoisev in pino, mekoyme is also. Rikvege in the tshuva is miyashiv the steer of Rashi, and Rikvege is also mefarish with this, that there is no machlikis Rashi in the Torah. So to Rikvege, Rashi earlier is mashma that the Isra Anah of a Kever is learned out from Egla Arufa. Rashi in the beginning of the sugya brings that we learn out the Isra Anah of a Kever, it's nilmad from the Isra Anah of an Egla Arufa. So to Kvege, it's mashma from Rashi that the Issa Ano of a Kever is not an Issa Medarbonin, it's an Issa Menatoria. It's a real drosha, it's Yalfusuf Meglarufa, that it's Asa Ba'ano, and there's an Issa Nimedereisa to be Nena from a Kever. So to Kvege, Memela Rashi is telling us by a Kever, Animsa, it's Dafka, it's Yedua, that it's Shaloi Bishus. Being that Rashi holds an Issa Dereisa to be Nena from a Kever, if it's a Suffolk Bishus, Suffolk Shaloi Bishus, B'makim a Suffolk is Suffolk Dereisa Lachumra. And dafka if it's yedua that it's shaloi b'shus, then it's mutar ba'ano. But if it's not yedua that it's shaloi b'shus, it's a suffik b'shus, suffik shaloi b'shus, then we have to be chayshish, maybe it's b'shus, suffik deraisa lachumra, and it would still be aser ba'ano. And being that the braisa says it's mutar ba'ano, Rashi's mefarish tzir to be that we're discussing a case where it's yedua that it was nikba sham shaloi b'shus. Mashenki, when it comes to the second case, the case of a keva yedua, by Keva Yedua Zakrashi was Yedua that it's Bershus, being that the Brice is discussing three halachas, Issa Lefanoise, Impino, Mikan Mezasa, and it's Asa Ba'ano. And even if the Issa Ba'ano is an Issa Menatayra, but the Issa to be Mefane, the Issa Lefanoise, Impino, Mikan Meitame, that's only Dina Midrabanan. And by Makam that it's a Safik, Agam would still be Asa Ba'ano because Safik the Raisa Lechumra, Mitzah the Din of Issa Lefanoise, Impino, Mikan Measa, that's a Safik Darabanan and Safik Darabanan Lahakal. Being that the Braisa says it's Asa Lefanoisev in Pinom, Mikar Meyase, and it's Asa Ba'ano, the Braisa asks Afilu by the Issa de Rabbanon, so Rashi was discussing it too with Yadua Shehu Bishus. Memela Rashi has a mashmois that Misafik wouldn't be included in the Braisa Bechlau. The Rashi is discussing Vade Shalei Bishus, and the Sefer is discussing where is Vade Bishus. B'makam that it's a Safik, then the Halacha would be that it's Mutta Lefanoisev in Pinom, Mikar Meytar, but it would still be Asa Ba'ano. The Yisui de Rabbanon, we would say Suffolk de Rabbanon lehakel. Mitzad the Yisui de Raisa, we would say Suffolk de Raisa lechumra. Mele Rashi is not mefarish any of the tziurim of the Braisa to be discussing a case of a Suffolk, because in the case of a Suffolk, it would be mutter lefanoise and pinom mekoy meitar, but it would still be Asa Ba'ano, because Issa Ba'ano is Issa de Raisa. So, to Kvege and Kame, could be mefarish, the Rashi and the Torah aren't arguing. The Torah, when he brings the halacha of a Suffolk b'shus, Suffolk shaloi b'shus as mutter, the Torah is discussing the din of being mefane and in pinom mekoy meitar. The Torah isn't discussing Bechlal the Isra'ano, he doesn't mention over there the Isra'ano. Memela mi Safik zok the Torah, if it's a Safik b'shus, Safik shloi b'shus, it's mutter lefanoise in pinom mikoy meitar, being that the Isra is an Isra de'abonon, Safik de'abonon lehakel. And this is also even the three Rashi, this that Rashi is mefarish, we're discussing a case of Adish shloi b'shus, is because Rashi is also discussing the Isra'ano. Rashi wants to know why it's mutter ba'ano, that's dafka b'makam, that's vade shloi b'shus. But if it's a Safik b'shus, Safik shloi b'shus, then it'd be, one has to be chayshish, Safik de'raisa lechumro. And it's Aser Ba'ano, but Mitzad Issa De'Rabban, Nabi Mutter Lefanoise, and Pino, Mekai Meitar.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.